107.7 The Island is your station, not just for nonstop music and half-price deals. Ryan Rosendahl is here with your Liederkranz?
Yes, the Grand Island Liederkranz.
What do you do there?
I'm actually the president.
Really?
Scarily enough.
So is your last name's not Liederkranz?
It is not. I've been looking at changing it. You know, we might do that, but it's not necessarily part of the presidency.
What does that entail to be the president of Grand Island Liederkranz?
Basically, I heard all the complaints that people have and try to direct them to the proper authorities to get things fixed. That's most of it.
Are there a lot of complaints?
No, not that many. So it's pretty easy, actually.
Do they complain about Chris Rosacker?
They do, usually. He's an epicenter of complaints.
And that Jeremiah feller.
That Jeremiah Kranz, he's also a suspect.
Now, let me ask you, I think some people have this question. Say I'm downtown and I want to have dinner and a drink and I'm not a member. Is that frowned upon?
No. So you're allowed to come in a couple times as a guest. If you know somebody who's a member or you ring the bell, I'm sure that we could find a member that would love to bring you in as their guest for a time or two so you can try the place out and, you know, see what we have to offer and enjoy our gorgeous 154-year-old bar downstairs. You know, it's
the bowling alleys are a flashback.
The bowling alley is. It's original from, I believe, 1958. So it's unrestored.
Do you must have upcoming events in the beautiful courtyard?
We do. So that's why I'm here today, is to talk about Saturday. We have our Summerfest, the German celebration of the longest day of the year, of the beginning of summer. We have the Barry Boyce Band from Omaha. They're a wonderful, wonderful polka band that does a lot of pop covers as well. They're really fun, high energy. They're kind of a staple at the German American Society in Omaha.
And for something like this, you don't have to be a member.
No. Okay. We're open to the public for all of our fests. So, you know, our Summerfest, our Oktoberfest, as well as obviously our Brewfest that's coming up in August, just to get everybody excited about that, you know.
Did I miss the Sausage and Brewfest?
No, that's August. So it is August. August 17th, I believe, this year.
That's the first time I went to that. It was a great time. That's where I met Rascal Martinez and fell in love with that courtyard. What a venue. Now it became aware to me that as a non-member you could rent your facilities.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so we do a lot of weddings, we do a lot of receptions, things like that. We've been booked chock full this year. It's been we've renovated some areas, we've done some upgrades.
I did notice you're starting, you know, at one point it was advantageous to block out some of those windows in the old days. And now we find it advantageous to open. I noticed you started opening some of those windows.
Correct. We actually, and that was a function of Brewfest, of that festival that we have with all the craft brewers. They've been raising money towards renovating and upgrading the building and doing some restoration back to what it originally was when it was built in 1911, 1912.
It's so exciting.
So they raised the money to put those windows back in. They also did a large amount of volunteer work and helping get volunteers to do the inside of that room to restore it back to its original luster. So yeah, it's a great partnership we have with them because they're kind of outside the club a little bit, but they're still a part of the club. They just don't run in the day to day. They kind of are a happy little fringe pocket that we have out there between Tom Ziller and Jeremiah. And
does it get difficult when Chris, too many people have too many different visions of where Liederkranz should go?
It does. You can't design by committee. So basically you have to give a few people some license to come up with a concept, and then they bring that concept to the board, and then the board decides with the input of the general membership, you know, which direction we should go. But we've attempted to design by committee, and it works out horrible. You know, how's that saying go? If you mix all the paint colors together, all you get is brown. Yeah, that's what happens when you design by committee.
That would be the appropriate color.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
talking with Ryan Rosendahl. He's the president with Grand Island Liederkranz. Who's sitting next to you?
This is our manager, Danielle.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
What do you, what's the biggest challenge of managing Liederkranz?
So I was brought on a few months ago. Ryan and the board helped help decide, I guess, who the next manager will be. And it is a part-time position. So that is a challenge in itself because there's so much you could do. I have been working on doing a lot of planning for the upcoming Summerfest with just making sure all the ducks are in a row with volunteer work, with working with the kitchen and the kitchen manager to make sure the food is ordered, the menu's ready. The board definitely has been a big help, and I'm still getting into it, but I think the position is really going to be about the point person next to the board that helps run the operations of the club outside of weddings and rentals and stuff like that. So,
well, I say both of you keep up the good work. And is it Facebook or your website where I can go immediately and see what the next event is?
Both. We're GI Liederkranz,
.org.
And then the GI Liederkranz Facebook page. We update both those on a regular basis of all of our upcoming events and what's going on. So yeah, our Summerfest is Saturday, starts at 4:00. We have bratwursts, big soft pretzels. One of our longtime members, we have her family recipe for German potato salad. So we're actually going to start whipping that up, I think, tomorrow night.
Nice.
And yeah, good traditional German foods. So.
I challenge everybody, if you have not been to the Grand Island Liederkranz and you've been living here your whole life, or you've lived here for 10 years, or even just moved to Grand Island, come by to the Grand Island Liederkranz. It is down on 3rd and Locust.
First and...
Oh, thank you. It's early.
First and Walnut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go to 3rd and Locust and see what happens, but yeah. The Grand Island Liederkranz won't be there.
That's where the massage parlor is.
But yeah, it's a great time. Memberships are cheap. Cheapest membership for awesome events. And
I was going to ask, is it appropriate to talk about... fees?
Yeah, so single membership is
35
for a new one
for a year.
There you go.
Yeah, renewals $5 cheaper
for a year.
35 for single, 70 for a couple. Yeah.
And then you get in there and the menu is so affordable compared to anywhere else you can go eat. Great food, really. I mean, there's burgers, there's appetizers, but then there's also schnitzel. So, I mean, you should come and try it.
And don't forget, we have the best selection of German beers, probably in central Nebraska, I would venture to guess.
I would agree. Absolutely.
They're almost all entirely actual German imports, with the exception of we do have a couple on hand from our friends at Beer House in Lincoln that they brew for us. But they're traditional German styles. So, yeah, we got tons of good beer.
Great environment. Keep up the good works, folks.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grand Island Liederkranz, the way I remember how to spell it is that it's Lied, L-I-E-D. Because, you know, half of my life, I didn't know Liederkranz, the lead center.
Oh, yeah.
How do you spell it? Is the E first? No, just remember Lied, L-I-E-D. G-I, Liederkranz.com, is it?
Org.
Org.org.
Org.
Okay. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of
the Franz Man.
He went day and night without rest.
With the Franz Man.
Radio on. Franz Man, one man party in the morning on 107.7 The Island.